going to be our 12-year anniversary.
Cheers.
We met on Tinder. We both swiped right. Try it. You just never know who you're going to meet. We would have never met if it wasn't for Tinder.
No.
So it did its job.
Thanks, Tinder.
I feel like we needed, like, the Debbie Downer, like, whoa, whoa, like, the zoom in on your face when you said that. Shut up, Michael.
Sponsored by Tinder.
Nikki Lamberti coming to you from Sonoma County, California, and it is our 100th episode. I cannot believe it. Seriously, I'm not just saying that. I don't know how we got here. I mean, it took 2 years to get here, but I'm really proud of the fact that we have delivered 99 awesome, I think, episodes. And I'm so excited to have Michael joining me for the 100th episode, which we recorded a little while ago in our living room. And we are joined by our original producer, Catherine, who has been so helpful all along the way. And what I love is that you actually get to hear from Catherine, aka Katie, today as she weighs in with some of her favorite memories. So it's really a celebration. We're reminiscing a little bit. Michael and I are talking about some bloopers, what we have found challenging, his thoughts on me kind of not giving him a choice and roping him into the podcast over the 2 years. And now he's more regularly making his appearances. We will do an extra special sip spotlight and share a little bit of what I call listener love. And then we're going to wrap up with a speed round of couples questions where you will hear Katie sort of rapid fire questioning us, and we're not supposed to talk. Very difficult for me. But Michael and I will sort of vote on the answers of the questions. It's kind of funny. So excited to have you here. Thank you if you have been listening since episode one and everything in between. Really, really appreciate you. You are why I am doing this. And if you just found us, hey, check out the catalog. There's 99 other episodes, from short episodes of me teaching about the wine topics that I have had come up the most often in my almost 15 years as a wine educator. You'll also hear some really cool guests, from winemakers to chefs to authors, olive oil and cocktails and everything in between. And some of my favorite episodes when we take the show on the road and literally take some portable mics, whether we are in Sicily wine tasting for the day or tasting with my sisters in a closet or interviewing my 88-year-old Aunt Vivian in New Jersey. We go out there and bring the world to you. So I appreciate you listening. I'm so excited for you to check out episode number 100. So here we go with 100 episodes of Sip with Nikki.
Congratulations, 100 episodes.
Here we are in our, what do we even call this room?
Foyer.
Our foyer.
Oh, we call it our wine room.
I'm Nikki.
I am Michael.
And we are coming to you from Sonoma County, California. And we're so excited to look back on 100 episodes today and have some fun things planned. Some of them Michael knows about, some of them he doesn't. But it wouldn't be a sip with Nikki without a sip spotlight. So how about right off the bat, because I don't know about you, I need a beverage.
Sip spotlight.
So what wine are we sipping today, Michael?
We are sipping our 2023 Grenache from Dry Creek.
And so for people who don't know, when you say our Grenache, what does that mean?
That means our wine brand Solo Lato, one of the wines we make, I should say. And we just released it, and I think it's really delicious.
It is really delicious, and I can't wait to taste it. Right. Not that I haven't tasted it before.
Cheers.
Cheers, 100 episodes.
Cheers. Everyone drink wine.
Yeah, she's so good. So yeah, Solo Lato is our wine brand that we started in 2019. And we started with Sangiovese, of course, and now we've added Grenache to our portfolio. And this year we will be adding a Rosé and a...
Oh, Petite Sirah.
Petite Sirah. We got two bottles of Petite Sirah. So We promise we're not here to just talk about our wine. Yeah. We'd be remiss if we didn't use this opportunity to tell you, solavatowines.com. Yeah.
And if you've ever listened to her episodes, which I've been appeared on, it's a podcast about wine, food, travel, all of it. So we do predominantly talk about wine, but it's everything that everyone should enjoy, wine and food together.
Yeah, pairings.
Hanging out with families and friends. So that's basically what we try to celebrate and talk about.
Yeah. And as of today, we've had over almost 12,000 listens or downloads to our episodes.
So thank you for that.
So thank you to all of our listeners. And yeah, really when we started, we kicked off with a couple of interviews. We had Chef Dan Richer of Rasa Pizza, and he's done multiple episodes now, right? We had winemaker Sally Johnson, who's done multiple episodes, but Dr. Hobie Wedler, which is one of my favorite guests. But we've done a mixture of solo episodes where I've been teaching about different topics of like how to taste wine, how to smell wine, how to shop for wine, and those have always gone over really well. But I think the feedback that I've received over 2 years of doing this is people love when it's you and me. Why do you think they love that so much?
I guess I just want to see if I can mess up on the mic. See what Michael's going to say today is what I say. Yeah.
And you started like trickling in. What was the first episode where I was like, hey, can we put a mic on you? Do you want to talk a little bit? And then it's built and become more common. But do you remember what the first episode was?
I think we were doing like a wine tasting, I feel, and you just wanted to get someone that doesn't really know about wine and doesn't have a really good palate or taste because I'm
give yourself more credit. You do.
I just feel that I can't differentiate as much as with food as far as those flavors to me are a lot easier to capture, whereas wine is more subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think at the beginning I was very nervous about being on microphones and talking, and I just think I was a little nervous doing that. And slowly but surely, we've done multiple episodes where I feel like it's been a little bit easier to talk on the microphone.
Yeah. So, and now here you are, so like in a full video studio.
So, yeah.
Look at you. Yeah, congratulations.
You guys have pulled me out of my box.
Here, way to grow, sir.
Michael the introvert.
Not bad for an RN, right?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
And anybody who knows me, that's a joke about me being an introvert.
Why? Do you think you're not an introvert?
I feel, depending on the day and my mood, I could be more extroverted. Right?
Yeah. I'd say you're an introverted extrovert.
Okay.
I'm an extroverted extrovert.
Okay.
Producer Catherine is nodding her head. Yes, you would agree with that?
Yeah.
Katie? Okay.
Yes, I would.
Oh, yes. And we finally got her on mic. It's only taken 2 years.
And she was there from the beginning. So
Katie.
Thank you very much for helping out.
Yeah.
Hi, sippers, if we can call ourselves that.
Yes, they're sippers.
Yeah, it's so nice to have everyone here today. This is really special for me. Congratulations to Nikki and Michael. Thank you so much. If you've been on this journey with us, thank you so much for listening. If you're just joining us today, my goodness, this is a great time to jump in.
The hell took you so long? Where you been?
Exactly. Let's have some wine. So I'm so happy to say hello to everyone. And thank you so much for hanging out today. We have some fun things to share.
We sure do. We sure do. I have a question for you.
Sure.
And you can both answer this. I'd like to know which episode, when you think back, gives you chills or just evokes some emotion in you when you think back to it.
I was really nervous about the drinking around the world because I knew we were going to record it without all the people and everything
going on. Give our listeners more context. What does drinking around the world mean?
So we decided to record because one of our enjoyable adventures is always going to Epcot and drinking around the world.
At Walt Disney World,
going around the countries and drinking and like having a pint here, a glass of wine here, depending on what the country is and their drink that they... I feel that I was really nervous about that because we were doing so many things. And first of all, I didn't want to sound like or get too intoxicated through the whole process.
You could definitely tell, though, as we go, like, through the day, we get a little bit sillier at country 7, 8, and 9.
I think that's, to me, would be my episode where I was more worried about things.
Yeah. Plus, we were just recording, like, out in the field. I mean, we just had these little lapel mics on, and we were just in the Gen Pop at Walt Disney World, kind of doing our thing.
But I think that's been one of the most popular episodes. And that's two episodes. It was so long, we had to split it to part one and part two. But also because we had to go home and take a nap at the hotel in between part one and part two as well.
And that's that was one of the reasons we lasted through all those.
Yeah, yeah. We spread it out over two days actually, right? We did. But yeah, that was a fun one. I think when I think of this question, like an episode that evoked emotion, our listeners know I've cried multiple times. Happy tears, sad tears, emotional tears. Everybody knows I say that joy falls out of my face often. But one of our earliest episodes, we were sitting right here at our dining room table, and it was the first time that I interviewed Hobie. And again, for our listeners, Dr. Hobie Wedler is a dear friend of ours. He's local here in Sonoma County, and he's a sensory expert, and he has a PhD in organic chemistry, and he was born without sight. And so the way that he experiences not only the world, but especially wine and food and flavors and smells. And he said something in this episode, and I would encourage everybody to go back to it, where he was talking about how wine and everything that it evokes in him is the closest thing that he will ever experience to seeing a piece of art on the wall. I'm getting emotional talking about it. Katie, you were here for that, right?
Yes, that was such a special episode. That just was something amazing to see for sure. And just, he's so incredible in all of his work. So that was really quite something for sure.
Yeah. So please, listeners, if you've not listened to any of the Hobie episodes, and also follow him, Dr. Hobie on Instagram, Hobie Wedler, W-E-D-L-E-R. He does some really cool things, but each of the episodes I've done with him have been some of my favorites and some of the most emotional ones, because he really makes you stop and think about the world that's around you and how we take in our surroundings and how we experience things. And that's probably one of my more emotional ones.
Okay. Yeah. So now you're emotional. Let me give you a question.
Okay.
So what is actually hitting 100 episodes feel like to you? How are you feeling right now about it?
Incredulous? Holy cow, did that really happen? When we first started, we were doing every week. We did that for a year and a half, weekly episodes. That was a lot. It was Katie and I that started it, and we're a very small team, and now I'm doing a lot of it on my own. So it's, I think of it, I ask the guest, I do it, I do the editing. So I think a lot of people don't know. It's like, there's not a team that's producing these things for us. It's mostly me. And then when you help and Katie helps, it's amazing. So it feels like a huge accomplishment. We moved to every other week back in October, just for multiple reasons and just trying to keep it up. And also because last year when we did that was an interesting year for us, with me going through my breast cancer diagnosis and treatments and chemo and radiation, but I never stopped podcasts in the middle of it, even just dropping to every other week.
It was part of your therapy, I think.
Definitely.
Something to keep your mind off of what was going on.
Definitely. I love it. I love doing it, even though it's a lot of time. But when I hear from people and get a note or a text message or a Facebook message and people, you know, say, oh my gosh, thank you for doing that episode, it just reminds me why we do it. I actually wrote down one of my favorite pieces of listener love, and this came from Michelle Reynolds, who is actually a good friend of mine in Orlando. And Michelle is like one of our most faithful listeners. She listens most mornings on the treadmill at the gym. And do you remember last January, almost exactly a year ago, when there were the fires down in LA? And my sister Amanda lives down there, and she was evacuated up here. And this was the Altadena and the Palisades fires. And because we have been through it, this entire neighborhood burned down in 2017 in wildfires, right, we actually dedicated a podcast episode not to wine or food and wine pairing, but to fires and resources for people who had lost their homes and how people who were not involved could help. And so shout out to my sister Amanda for doing that with me, because that was a really emotional time. And Michelle actually listened to that episode and then texted and said, I loved listening to you and your sister Amanda on your recent podcast supporting all of the thousands of people impacted by the LA fires. You're both absolutely inspirational. And even though I'm just one person, know that I'll be doing what I can and what we can do as a family to support some of the organizations that you mentioned. Thank you, Michelle. So Rosie and Lucy are two sisters that we rescued from the Lovejoy Foundation in Southern California. They just turned 1 year old, and they are lab pit bull mixes, and they're delicious and delightful. So yeah, we rescued them in the middle of the shitstorm of 2025 with everything going on in our world, and they've been a big source of joy and also pain in the butt, but mostly joy.
Yeah, right. So I want to say congratulations for the 100th, but also that you stuck with it, because I know there was times that you just wanted to pull your hair out and I can't do this.
I didn't need to. It was falling out on its own. Hey!
But even, yeah, hey! But even before that, because it was just like you had never done any type of editing. Yeah. And then Katie did so much help with you and it, and then you started doing it and now you're great at it. And I think this video medium is going to be the same. It's going to take a little bit of time.
It's going to be a little learning curve. I have a question. Since you really have started guesting and been co-hosting quite a bit with me, have we ever disagreed mid-episode, and how did we handle it?
I don't think we've disagreed, really, mid-episode.
I think you're wrong. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's your ultimate nature. I feel like I've been very non-opinionated, and this is ultimately your podcast, and I respect how creative and the way it's going, and I don't want to mess that up, because like I said, I was nervous, and this is not something... You've done public speaking for many years, for decades.
Pretty much my whole life, yeah.
And I just speak in small hospital rooms with patients and trauma rooms, so it's different. So it's different, yeah. I always defer to you, and so we don't have an argument about that.
Okay. Never. No, I think we bounce off well together, and that's right. The feedback that people have given. Yeah.
Because always we want to make it upbeat and just have...
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to make it seem like real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we've been together now 11 years. It'll be 12 in March, St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be our 12-year anniversary.
Cheers.
We met on Tinder. We both swiped right. Try it. You just never know who you're going to meet. We would have never met if it wasn't for Tinder.
No.
So it did its job.
Thanks, Tinder.
I feel like we needed like the Debbie Downer, like, wah, wah, like the zoom in on your face when you said that. Shut up, Michael.
Sponsored by Tinder.
Katie, have you had a favorite episode that you just either participated in or just listened to as a listener? Because I know you are a faithful listener as well. Not like you have a choice, but any guests that were really cool to you or episodes that you've enjoyed?
Oh my goodness. I just really feel like certainly I have learned a lot about wine. What I really appreciate is always returning to something. Wine truly is, as I always tease with you, it's just joy juice. It's really something that's for everyone. I think it can be really intimidating occasionally. Like you have to have the right answer about what wine is supposed to be because it seems very official, it seems very proper. But truly my biggest joy has been relearning simple things. Like I always thought I knew a lot about Chardonnay, a most recent episode, but I actually really didn't. You taught me it was the winemaker's grape,
yeah,
which I didn't really quite understand, but you explained exactly what that means. Of course, going back to the very first episode, it was special for me to record with you and Dan Richer.
Yes!
All the way back when, a great family
from his
friend.
Restaurant, and we were remote recording, which was so cool.
So
we had
so
no
cool.
idea what we were doing on Squadcast, right?
Of course, Hobie, my gosh, you touched on that earlier. His education is always so helpful. So I just really value just, you can take wine anywhere. It's easily accessible. And I've just really appreciated that, really.
Thank
truly.
You. Because yeah. That was really the whole sort of idea and premise of the podcast was to teach people about wine. And yeah, we've veered off into like travel and more entertainment and fun things. But always at the root, I want people to be like, oh, I learned something. So thank you for that. Yeah, the Chardonnay episode that I recorded back in New Jersey over Christmas with my sister, my mom, my nephew, Aiden, and his girlfriend, Lauren, who are in their early 20s. We did a 3-generation blind tasting of 6 different Chardonnays, and I gave them Chardonnays all over the spectrum, and then we just put a mic in the middle of the room and captured everyone's responses. And listeners, sippers, if you haven't listened to that, definitely go back to it. It's just from last month, from January. That was really fun just to hear how all over the board people were with their likes and dislikes of Chardonnay. Where are you with Chardonnay, sir? Should we tell the story from the first Pride Christmas party?
If you listened to episode 91 on October 14th, I got the scoop from Agent Crew of Wine Spies. Wine Spies is a flash sale site that offers one wine a day, at up to 75% off. They've been doing this for over 17 years, and they curate fantastic wines and make them available to us at a fraction of the price. In the episode, you'll hear how they're able to do this, but their proximity to Napa and Sonoma really helps them to get deals that other people will never find. They have an amazing feature called a locker where you can buy one or two bottles at a time. You save them in your locker, and then when you reach a full case, you can ship it complimentary shipping on your schedule. It makes it super easy and convenient to curate really your own customized case of wine at significantly reduced prices. There's no minimum purchase, there's no subscription, it's not a wine club. Just sign up to start getting their daily email and see what they have to offer. Become an operative with Wine Spies using my special friends and family link in the show notes to this episode, and use the coupon code Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, for $50 off any order of $200 or more. Go check it out, Wine Spies.
It's a very quick one.
Do you like Chardonnay?
I do now. I really was like, I didn't like it because I started off more on the reds and I really skipped over the whites.
Which is so weird. Most people start white and then move to red, but right. That's so your personality.
Before I met you, I was really big into like, Pinots were my favorite because I think it's like the gateway drug, Pinot into reds. So that's, Chardonnay was, I think the first Christmas party I attended, the whole point of it was that I didn't understand wine pairings. And I think that was really one of the first times we went to some place where the wine and the food just melted each other, melted into each other.
Yeah, this was Christmas of 2014, and Pride Mountain Vineyards, where I work, of course, and still work to this day. We had a beautiful team Christmas party in Napa Valley, and it was a multi-course meal paired with different Pride wines. And there was also like the photo booth, because remember 12 years ago, that was a big thing, right? There was like live music and all of our friends and everything. And I remember the next morning, I said to you, we were like recapping, wow, that was such a great party. And oh my God, the food. And I was like, what was your like highlight of the party? What was your favorite part? And you were like, I don't want to say. And I was like, what? Like, just tell me, like, what was your favorite part of the party? And you were like, the Chardonnay? And I was like, what?
It was the Vintner Select Chardonnay.
It was the Vintner Select, like the Reserve Chardonnay. But you were almost like afraid to say that, but it blew you away, right? Yeah. And do you remember what it was paired with?
I think it was paired with a soup, like a squash.
It was like a butternut squash puree.
Which is another thing I normally wouldn't choose, is because I hate pumpkin, I hate. But like decorative gourd, apparently squash and all that stuff like it, I guess. Now.
Okay.
But it's Chardonnay's is... Chardonnay, just like the butternut squash soup, it's how everything is prepared. So I'm more open-minded about wines and in that sense.
You're welcome.
Yeah. There's one benefit.
Just one. Right. Just one to this relationship. Yeah. Cool. This is delicious, especially as it's opening up. I'm so glad that we made Grenache.
Right.
And this was the only time that we've made Grenache.
And it's good by itself, which is one thing
I love
about
it. It's delicious, yeah.
Just the right temperature, like it's perfect.
Yeah, it is a little bit chilled because I just pulled it out of the wine fridge and it's just yummy. We can't stop drinking it. We just keep drinking it. 886 bottles, but of course, normally our Solavato, which is Italian for joyful and uplifted, normally that logo is a coppery rose gold color, but for this Grenache, we did pink for breast cancer to commemorate my battle. And we're so excited to be partnering with the V Foundation for this, where a portion of the proceeds from each bottle goes to Jimmy V's Foundation, the V Foundation for Victory Over Cancer. So I've been wanting to do like a give back for a long time, and we just couldn't figure out where to land with it. Was it pet rescue? Was it wildfires? And then obviously it became very obvious.
And then it was like, cancer.
Duh, between myself and then, of course, my dad and pancreatic cancer last year. So.
Dom, we miss you. Just want you
to Big close. Dom. To Big Dom.
Who's one of your devoted listeners.
He was. I will never forget when I started the podcast 2 years ago, my dad was 79 at the time. And I'm on the phone with him and it's live on all the podcast platforms. And I said, Mom, show him how to get it on the Apple phone. How to find the podcast, and he did, and I said, hit play, and we're on the phone. He said, okay, and he said, I don't see anything. I don't see anything. I said, Dad, it's a podcast. It's like a radio show. There is no video. Yet here we are with video. He would like this, but yeah. It was just funny. I think older generation with podcasts were like, where is the video? I started it as audio only because that's how I got into podcasts during my drive up the mountain to the winery. Shout out to SmartList, one of my favorites, one of Katie's favorites, one of Michael's favorites, my sister Amanda. We all love SmartList with Sean Hayes, Jason Bateman, and Will Arnett, and they have been an inspiration to me as well. So I'm very excited about this meal that we've been prepping since yesterday. You want to tell people a little bit about what's going down?
So yeah, we drove out to the coast. Of course, right now it's beautiful time to go out to the coast where the temperature is about the same, and the coast being Bodega Bay. And we drove out there and bought some Dungeness crab live.
How many crabs did we buy, Michael?
10 crabs.
So many crabs.
And they were coming out of the frunk.
They're huge. They're 2 pounds a piece.
Right. So they're a big crab. And
yeah, put them in the front trunk of the Tesla. How douchey is that?
Because I already bought a little soft Trader Joe's ice bag. And like, what, next time I know to bring a bigger ice chest. But
they were judging us, those fishermen that we bought.
Yeah,
them from.
That's why I couldn't ask for three.
They were judging us. So we have a Trader Joe's cooler that we're gonna
right.
put in.
So, anyways, we decided that, and I've been YouTubing a bunch of different preparations of Dungeness crab. So this morning I woke up and we steamed them.
We did.
Cleaned them. We shucked some out to make some crab cakes, and then the part that I'm making is gonna be making it with like a nice garlic butter shallot sauce that's just going to be drizzled on it and then put it in the smoker for about, because they're already cooked, just to warm them back up and get them nice and toasty and then go to work on the shells.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little feast celebrating the 100th episode as soon as we wrap here. And of course, we've got Pride Viognier because it's the best pairing ever with crab and Viognier.
And then I couldn't just do that, so I had to buy some sirloins so we could have a little surf and turf.
Yeah.
Because Katie needs some protein.
You know it.
So to wrap it up, I thought it might be fun for us to recreate the sort of question game that went viral a couple months ago. I remember seeing Barack and Michelle Obama do this, where there's just rapid fire questions. And all you have to do for this is point to yourself or me. That's it. And Katie's going to read the questions.
To yourself or me?
Yourself.
Or me.
Or me.
Okay.
Okay, that's all right. That's all that is. Take a drink before we do it.
And what if it's Katie? We just pointed Katie?
Oh, we can point to Katie too. I didn't even think of that. Katie might be in there too.
All right, friends, we have a little speed round coming at you. I feel like we need a sound effect. Speed round. Here we go, sippers.
And we're not supposed to talk for this part, you and me. Okay.
Here we go. Who talks more? Who derails the conversation more? Who is more stubborn? Who is more romantic?
What? Did you just put this?
Who is more likely to be late?
Who? Hold on. No.
You, Katie.
Hey, we're all both pointing to Katie.
I will insert myself here. Thank you so much. Who is always running late to record? Me. So sorry. But thank you so much.
Not just record. Just life.
Just life.
You got a lot of stuff going on. Let's go.
There is room for improvement, and how you can do that in your life is drink some more wine and then think about why you were so late. To the appointment.
Or a cocktail, which I'm going
to make. Or you just bring nice wine and people like don't care if you're late.
We don't care.
Thank you. That is actually the moral of the story is keep a little bottle of wine with you at all times. Back to the speed round real quick.
Okay.
Because we always derailed it. Wait. Okay, I changed my someone else, she derailed that part.
Thank you. Yes, shout out. Okay.
Wait, I sip.
Who said I love you first? Who wakes up earlier? Who is better with directions? Who is more dramatic?
Me!
Who enjoys being alone more?
Oh my God.
Who spends more money? Who is more competitive? Who is funnier?
Oh, come on!
Who has better taste in music? Who thinks they are always right? Who apologizes first after an argument?
No!
Ah,
no!
You've apologized 3 times in 12 years!
Because I've only been wrong twice. Think about that.
Who asked the server more questions?
Really?
About the menu? I'm always like about the menu.
Okay. Yeah, because you're like, I'm between the sirloin and the short rib. Not even that. Which one would you pick?
I just need more information.
That's like your voice, apparently.
This is Kermit the Frog.
Who pretends to taste notes in the wine, but they don't actually taste them?
Definitely. I tell you, my palate is shot.
Who reads the label before buying?
Oh, both of us. Okay, I've trained you well. Yeah. Okay.
And last but not least, great place to wrap it up. Who finishes the bottle? There it is. There it is. I think we have a perfect tie on that one.
Hold on. But if it's in a restaurant, if it's here at home, me.
Because I usually go to bed. Yeah. And then you finish it. Because I am up early, but I also go to bed early. Because I'm old. What's up, 50 years old this year? What? I'm 50. That's going to be a whole nother podcast this fall. Wait for it. Coming soon.
To a theater near you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Well, cheers to 100.
Cheers.
Now we got to figure out what else to do moving forward. I feel cheers, like we've already done everything. Thank
you.
But
I'm glad you were here for the 100.
Thank you for all your help, yeah. Producer Catherine. We love you so much.
Cheers to the next 100. We all can't wait.
Yay! Crab time. Love you, mean it.
Let's get crabby.
It was really fun and sort of emotional, insightful to actually stop and recap and think about some of the moments. And anytime that I am feeling overwhelmed with the workload of creating these bi-weekly episodes, along with my full-time job and life outside of Sip with Nikki and making wine and launching a business, I stop and think back to some of these episodes and the fulfillment that I feel, the people that I've met, and the wonderful comments that you all share about how much you like them. So it keeps me going. And hopefully we're going to stick around for another 100. If you'd like to try our awesome, yes, I said it because I made it, awesome Sip Spotlight. It's our Solovato Grenache from 2023. And I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can purchase. It is at solovatowines.com. Very limited production, but we can ship to most states in the U.S. And make sure you use the discount pod listener for 10% off your purchase. And if you'd like to be an angel and buy Crazy Michael and I a glass of wine, you can support the podcast using the link in the show notes as well. Truly appreciate you listening. Hope to be doing more video this year. If you liked it, send me a note, nikki@sipwithnikki.com. And let me know your thoughts and what you'd like to see in the next 100. Whatever you do between now and our next episode, I hope that you sip well.